The world's biggest stable of comedians right here at Gold 92.5. Limo joins us.
My son, I was talking to him on FaceTime a couple of days before I got home. I'd been away for nearly 2 weeks. 10 seconds in on FaceTime, he goes, "I don't like it," and starts swiping at the screen. And I thought, great, my own son is treating me like Tinder.
Limo from The Project joining us here at Gold 92.5 later in the show. Well, it's all over the Murdoch press today. Rod's been running it in the news. I'll quote from the story. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, is how you pronounce it, wants the IndyCars back on the streets of Surfers Paradise in 2020. Ms. Palaszczuk has invited Indy CEO Mark Miles to the Gold Coast for talks on reinstating the open wheelers. Now, if there's one person on the Gold Coast that is an absolute authority on open wheel racing, he was involved very heavily and still is Brett Crusher Murray. What are you doing, Crush? You're in the States at the moment about to take off.
Yeah, mate, I'm just with a mate of mine, and we've just landed this outside of Connecticut, and we dropped in over a week, actually, and then we're heading down to Charlotte.
Okay. What, in your mate's private jet?
Yeah.
As you do.
Crusher, well...
very relatable.
Yeah, wherever you are. We do have to ask you one question, though. Would the IndyCars work back here on the Gold Coast? Will they ever come back? There's a bit of drama there 10 years ago when they decided to go their own ways. Will they ever get them back to the Gold Coast?
Look, Spot, I'd love, there's one bloke in the world, I'd love to see him back there, to be me. There was a bit of a pop floating around about 12 months ago, suggesting that, there's a plan and it may or may not work. But, it's going to take, a lot of money. Mm. If the Premier's prepared to spend it, I'm sure that Supercars would be pretty keen to work with them and make it happen. But it's a big check. And you've got to do it right. If you don't do it right, it's not worth doing.
Yeah, fair call. And Crush, I remember the days, the halcyon days of Indy. I still call it Indy. Here's that sound of them racing around. Oh, it's so cool. Oh, it's a swarm of bees. It was awesome. And, there's so many female drivers as well out there. It was really cool. It was that international flavour. It was a different kind of event, wasn't it?
It was. And, only so many events like that in the world, and we really set the standard. It was the biggest race when we had it rolling in the late 90s. It was the biggest race outside of Indianapolis 500 in the world. We had 340,000 there 1 year over 4 days.
Wow.
And we really set the standard, and people came and used our event as the benchmark for their own events around the world. And it was the world's number one street race.
Well, I reckon the V8s or the supercars do it fine. I don't think we need the Indy back. Do you think times have changed? Because, they'll have to spread the track up. The track will have to go all the way up through Main Beach, nearly, in front of the surf club, the yacht club up there, and then back down. So they need to change a lot of things. Main Beach crack it at the moment with the supercars. To have the Indy, they'll have to close the whole lot off. But I reckon the supercars hold their own. We all know the drivers. We all know the teams. IndyCar, we don't know anything about it. I reckon supercars are fine the way it's being done right now.
Well, Spide, half of what you said is right. in regards to the extension of the track and the drama to record and then going through all those processes again, remembering you've got what you've had for 28 years or so. So I think there's a lot of hurdles to jump over there. Never say never. Mm. But in regards to IndyCar, give me half a day and I'll educate you properly. I'll take you to the 500 in May and show you how big the show is. Again, if the Federer write the check, great. If not, then, the V8 thing needs a tweak. There's no doubt about that. I think the international thing we had there in 2009 and 10 with the international drivers running the second cars, or 9 and 10, I thought it was, or 11, was a really cool concept. We used international drivers to bring that status. We put a media program together which rolled in every one of those countries. I think we had something like 18 countries represented, yeah. And I think that would work. Extending the track's just not going to work.
I was going to say really quickly, in one word, the Daytona cars, yes or no?
Indy cars or Daytona cars? You don't even know what cars you're talking
about. No, Daytona, totally different Indy cars, but they had Daytona here at the supercars, trialling them, yes or no, will they work here?
No, you mean NASCARs?
Yeah.
NASCAR, no.
Okay.
Oh. Too much money, too big, there's a million hurdles. There's lots of other things to be added to this thing to get it to where they want it to go. and give it a whole new birthday party. I'm happy. I've got a book full of ideas, and someone wants to pay me for them, I'm happy to sit down with them.
Brett Crusher Murray, enjoy Connecticut.
Thank you, buddy. Cheers, guys.